From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 16th of November. The suspect in the disappearance of William Tyrrell has had a child removed from her custody and an AVO sought against her. It comes after police yesterday announced a new search to find the remains of William, who went missing back in 2014. After receiving new information, hundreds of officers will search an area not far from where he went missing, with police hoping to find his body within 2 to 3 weeks. Overseas now, Britain's terrorism threat level has been raised from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. It comes after a UK taxi driver thwarted a tragedy over the weekend by trapping a suspected bomber in his cab. The bomb exploded, killing the man inside. To the US, Donald Trump's former advisor, Steve Bannon, has surrendered to the FBI. Mr. Bannon was indicted on Friday by a federal grand jury on 2 counts of contempt of Congress after he refused to appear in front of a committee investigating the January 6 Capitol riot. He could face up to 2 years in jail if convicted. Meanwhile, Trump's former White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, has blasted the ex-president yet again. Mr. Scaramucci, who was fired after just 11 days in the White House, told news.com.au that Mr. Trump never expected to win the presidency and suffered under the pressure of the job.
You know, I think what happened to him, he got the job, he was ill-suited for the job, he got very stressed out by the job, and then all of his insecurities came out. Then he became like a complete raving lunatic, you know, insecure, and I think it led to him literally annihilating people, myself included, but then also mishandling things like the COVID-19 pandemics.
You can listen to the full interview on news.com.au's podcast, I've Got News For You. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been revealed that Paris Hilton's husband has a secret love child. According to the New York Post, Carter Room has a 9-year-old daughter who he's only seen once in his life. Room, who's worth more than $50 million, has provided for the child since he was born. And finally, Justin Bieber has announced that he's coming to Australia. He's bringing his Justice World Tour down under in November next year, with concerts in Perth, Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Tickets go on sale next week. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.